gentlemen, boys and ghouls, step right up. Behind this curtain lies a ghastly concoction of delight, horror, fantasy, and terror. Your every wish is our command. Your every whimsical desire brought to life. But I'm warning you, there's always a price. Welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Okay, everybody, welcome to this week's edition of the Kurt and Jeff Show. I'm Kurt.
I'm the other guy.
Right off the bat, let me apologize. We are outside, so you're going to hear birds tweeting, some cars and stuff going by, but it's a nice day here. We're not going to sit inside to record.
So what the hell are you apologizing for?
It's nice to let them know ahead of time.
There's just some background noise going on. Mm-hmm. It's nature trying to get sex. Get laid. Nature trying to get laid.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, how the hell did you miss that?
I don't know.
You flipped your ash and it all flew out. I got plants all over the porch, and I told him go ahead and flip his ashes in my plants, because ash is supposed to be good for that. So he goes to flip it and misses a pot completely. And it's like a 10-inch diameter pot.
It's in the general vicinity.
No, it's on my floor.
Oh, wow. Well.
That I just swept up all the tiki torch fuel off of.
God, that was a big old fire going out here. Save the recorder. We got to have it.
The show must go on.
Yep. One of the things I want to talk about, too, I know the past couple of episodes that we taped, it only plays out of one speaker. I believe that's because we've been using a digital recorder when we record those. We're out on the road and we're doing interviews and stuff. We had a microphone plugged into it, and I think that kind of hurt it a little bit and made it only play out of the one speaker.
Truth is, he's just a fucktard.
Could be. So next time we use that, I'm going to try to record with no microphone in it, see if that helps out. That way it'll tape everything.
For those of you who don't know what a fucktard is, it's a fucking retard. It's a shortened version of a fucking retard. So don't be a fucktard.
True. I also want to thank everybody for listening. I think we got just over 300 subscribers now. We've got 400 people that likes us on Twitter, 70-some on Facebook.
That's 300 subscribers on iTunes?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, between iTunes and Stitcher and all the other stuff that we're on. So.
We're growing.
We're growing.
Slow, but sure. Mm-hmm. And slow progress is better than no progress.
We haven't got any more international people. Like I said, I know we may have offended some of them. Sorry for the Nazis and stuff out there and all them criminals down in...
May have.
Yeah.
We you know, may have
down in Australia.
Just wait till you hear a couple of the upcoming podcasts.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Whatever we didn't offend, we'll finish off.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we still only got the 8 from Pakistan, but, you know... I like to think that, you know, those 8 were like suicide bombers and that we were like the last thing they listened to, so they didn't have a chance to tell their friends about us. You know? It's kind of cool. Just before the building blew up, we're the last thing they heard.
That's kind of fucked up, Kurt.
But, yeah, so tell your friends, let everybody know. If you get a chance, leave us a comment on iTunes. Good or bad, it doesn't matter. It helps us get up in the rankings.
Of course, if it's bad, we're going to say fuck you and ignore you anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't need your opinion. We have our own. That's why we have our show.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like our opinion? Make your own show. Give your opinion. Fucktard.
So,
And
yeah.
With that, we move on.
Yeah. Like I said, check us out on iTunes, on Stitcher, we're also on there. WordPress, you can find us. Our website is www.thekurtandjeffshow.com.
You can like us on Facebook. Each week, when our new episode goes up, a post does go on there with the link. That goes to the WordPress one, right?
No, it goes to the WordPress one, yes.
Yeah. So if you click on the link on our Facebook, it'll take you to WordPress. WordPress is probably the easiest one to access and pretty much listen to on anything. iTunes can be picky sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And be a real pain in the butt.
But WordPress, you can listen to any, you know, anything.
And then I believe Stitcher's mobile.
Mm-hmm. Stitcher's for your phone.
For your phone for iPhone and Android.
Yep.
And Android. Awesome.
So
we're everywhere.
Yeah. And like I said, we just keep growing. We love getting people out there. I want to give a shout out again to the Smaller on the Outside podcast. They really helped us out when we were starting up and everything, giving us some advice and some pointers and stuff. Listen to them. They're on iTunes as well. They're also on WordPress if you want to check them there.
And hey, guys, Classic Who does matter. Classic Who does matter. Mm-hmm. Without the classic, you wouldn't have the new crap that everyone thinks is the beginning of it.
Still haven't watched an episode yet.
You should.
I'll get to it. I got other stuff.
You'll get hooked.
I've been watching that small, what was it, Wonder Years, and I've been watching the Unhung Hero about the dude with the little dick. He did a documentary.
Okay.
And he goes all over trying to find out how to get his dick bigger. It's on Netflix. It's funny. It's
go hang with that tribe and... I don't remember if it's the Amazon or Africa where they tie weights to their dicks.
Yeah, he did that. He had they had a dude on that lifted like 300 and some pounds on his dick. But no, the greatest one, he's in like Papua New Guinea or something.
There's black dudes that do that all the time, man. They like them big white chicks.
Oh,
okay, that's
bad.
There's our racism for the day.
But he's in like Papua New Guinea and he's got this black guy and they're getting ready to inject like this oil into his dick, and he's gonna do like 8 shots or whatever. And it's supposed to make it grow or whatever. He's like, it's safe. And they're sitting there. You see him, he pulls it out, and he's sitting there. And the guy reaches over to grab it. He's like, jumps up. He's like, give me a minute. He goes outside and he's talking to his manager or whatever there. And he's like, I can't do it. He's like, just give him the money. Tell him I can't do it. I changed my mind. He's like, I'm afraid to eat the food here, and I'm about to let this dude stick a needle in my dick. He's like, that's just wrong.
Wow. He must have a really tiny. Dick to go to those lengths.
Well, I guess what it was, he had proposed to his old lady at some ball game or something, and she got up and ran away, wouldn't accept it, and then told him that one of the reasons that he had a small dick is why she wouldn't marry him. So it fucked with him. And he was going to find like his ex-girlfriends and asking how big it was.
What a cunt.
Yeah. That's a good one. If you get a chance, it's called Unhung Hero.
Well, you know, I think I've seen that on Netflix, but... my internet's fucked up again. They're not going to fix it till Tuesday. So, I haven't had internet I went out Sunday. I called them Monday, and they said they couldn't get anyone out here till fucking Tuesday. After the holiday. Dicks.
Yeah, we are recording this right before Memorial Day, where we just got off work. We got a 3-day weekend.
Frontier, you fucking suck.
Well, this week's show is going to be all about... ghost hunting, how to form a ghost group, give them some pointers, stuff that we've known and figured out.
And all the bullshit you encounter no matter how hard you try.
Mm-hmm.
We hate drama and we still end up with it in our fucking group.
Yes.
They listen, so we won't necessarily point out their drama at this point. But we may use it as an example.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, a lot of the stories we say are going to be made up and... names are going to be changed, so nobody worry about it. That way we cover our ass.
Actually, some of the stories will be true. We're just not going to use their real name.
Right. We're good about that.
Or their first name only, but like I said, they listen. We don't need any more drama than we've already got.
Mm-hmm.
So. And hell, we're small.
Yeah, we've got probably 7 or 8 that show up all the time, and then maybe 20 total in our group.
Hell, I'm one of them, and I don't show up all the time.
I know, you lazy motherfucker.
I just hate you guys.
We can't stand you either.
Well, then don't bitch.
Oh, well.
Fuck you.
So make sure your ass is here for next month when we go to Chicago. We're going to podcast from there, too, whole way there and whole way back. I'll probably get 5 or 6 episodes out of that one.
Ronnie may actually go on that one. I'm trying to talk her into it.
Cool.
She's only been to Chicago a couple times.
So I got it all planned out.
She doesn't like going to the cemetery. They're like, what's it? It's Chicago. We ain't going to be hitting any cemeteries after dark.
No, not after dark. They close down.
They don't let that happen over there. It's not like over here. The cop shows up and say you're ghost hunting, and then they'll fucking take you to another cemetery where they've heard stories.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, when we go to Chicago, the major thing we'll be doing after dark, like I said, I want to hit the Winter Circle, which is another great thing. If you guys get a chance, go to YouTube, check it out. It's just like a little hole-in-the-wall restaurant. It's a hot dog stand. And, during the day, it's fine. There's no problems. Middle of the night, after about 10 o'clock, it's nothing but black people that work there, and they will rip you a new asshole. It's racist. They cuss you out. You know, it's just...
sounds like it'd be a good place to do a show.
Yeah. You know, if you order the chocolate milkshake, they lift their shirts up and shake their tits at you.
As long as their tits are worthwhile.
No, it's... Really? Yeah, we got somebody hammering over here. It'll be okay.
Now this motherfucker will do it all day long. He'll do it all the time. Sort of fucking redneck hillbilly assholes next door.
Sounds like them hill rats I used to live next to.
The kid will come out here, and I shit you not, he'll spend 2 hours beating on a tree with a stick. He did it last night. I don't know what the hell this guy's trying to fix, because the place is a piece of fucking shit. Well, we may end up moving this inside, because this asshole might have to stop. So.
Well, like I said, we got time. I mean, we're gonna talk here for about another 10 minutes or so, and then we're going to pause, because we're going to have to run and get some food. I've been wanting McDonald's, so...
We're fat and we're hungry, and yes, yeah. We know McDonald's is bad for us, and we don't care. I don't care if it's GMO food. I don't care if it's 10% beef and rinsed with ammonia. It tastes good. Fuck you.
I love how you, like, lean in talking to the radio and the mic's, like, behind you over here on the table.
I'm trying to hold in a fart and not shit myself.
Oh.
So, leaning forward kind of helps.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into the whole ghost group stuff yet. We'll wait till we get back to start, you know, really getting into all that.
I'm trying to see what this asshole's hammering.
But, yeah, I wanted to also give a shout-out to Nappy's Comics. That's our local comic shop. I actually talked to him yesterday, told him that we had a podcast going, told him that we've given him some shout-outs and stuff. Really nice guy, decent priced around here. He'll help you find stuff.
And that's Nappy as in K-N-A-P-P-Y, not as in nappy-headed hose. We know someone got in trouble for that, but fuck them. We're not on national radio. We can say what we want, you nappy-headed hose.
Hell yeah. They're located up here on McKinley Avenue in Mishawaka, so stop in if you get a chance. Like I said, every time I go in there, I end up spending, you know, 30, 40 minutes of sitting there bullshitting with the guy. I mean, he's a good guy.
I got that link you sent me the other day with
the Godzilla.
The electronic Godzilla. Mm-hmm. I may go check those out.
Those are cool. He has them sitting up on the counter. Like I said, he's got a bunch of stuff in there. He's going to be the 31st next weekend, next Saturday. They're doing a comic show over here at the Hall of Heroes Museum, and he's going to set up a table over there. So I told him I was going to stop by and check all that out, see what they got there, see if anybody's got some 50-cent comics and stuff. We went to one last weekend, me and the kid. They had one up in South Bend. Smaller con. I mean, it's in a hotel. I can't stand the guy that runs it, but when I went in there, he was the only table that I could find anything worth buying off of. Everything else was
junk.
Garbage, yeah.
Image and Valiant and
yep.
Whoever else the shitty comics are now.
I picked up a few good ones. I got the first Winter Soldier appearance, and it's actually the dealer's variant cover. And I picked that up for 50 cents, and that's about a $30 comic. And then I picked up Tomb of Dracula number 70, which is the last issue of the series. Double size.
I used to read those.
It's like near mint condition. I got it for 50 cents. That's a $50 book. So, yeah, I picked up a few things like that.
A lot of those.
But like I said, the majority of stuff, you know, the guy that runs it, what he does is, since, you know, he's the one that runs it, he'll set up a table and have like 100 long boxes there. It's 50 cents a comic, everything in the box, or you can buy a whole long box for 110 bucks. And it doesn't cost him a dime. He makes all his money back selling to the people around him. And like I said, there's just nothing in there this time when we went.
So 110 bucks for a long box, that's a good deal?
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, it's 250 comics or so, depending on how many you get in there, jam-packed. You know, about 50 cents a comic.
You're still beating when you got, what, 30 long boxes for 450 bucks?
Like I said, I keep an eye on that. I keep checking Craigslist. I do it every break at work, you know, and a couple times at night when I get home to see if anybody's listening to any comics and stuff. They just haven't had nothing in the past couple of days. They had one guy that was selling...
Should be busy this weekend. It'd be a Memorial Day weekend. There's going to be a lot of people having garage sales.
I see a lot of garage sales, but nobody's listing comics. And I don't want to go if they're not listed,
well,
you know.
I've been to a couple that have them listed, but the nickel diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll start leaping through, and they want $10 for this one, $5 for that one.
And a lot of times they don't know what they're worth, and they got them all overpriced. You know, like I said, on Craigslist this week, they had a guy, he had the 96 Spider-Man number one, the one that McFarlane did. I mean, you can find it anywhere for a buck or two. He's got it on there for 50 bucks. It's the first Spider-Man collector's edition. I need money. I'm like, yeah, good luck with that. You know?
Shit.
But we do stuff like that. Another thing, too, I went to Nappy's, and he had a... X-Factor number 6 is the first appearance of Apocalypse.
I had
and
that one.
He had two of those. And
I had
like
the first 30 of the X-Factors.
And he's like, well, I got $30 on them. He had two of them. I was like, well, you know, I just sold one of those on eBay for over $100. So I was like, they actually did a story on bleedingcool.com. They did the 100 comics that went for over $100 or whatever on eBay lately. And that was one of the ones they listed on there. It was the one I sold. It was ungraded, just a regular, you know, real nice condition copy. But right. I got over $100 for it. And I told him he raised his price. Like, you need to raise your price a little bit more than $30. You can get 50 or 60 on eBay alone.
I'll tell him that. You should have fucking bought it.
I was thinking about it, but I was like, I'm not a dick. He's helped me out a lot.
You are too a dick.
I try not to be too much. Not to people that I hang around with all the time.
You're an asshole.
So, yeah, he raised the price on those a little bit.
Cut me a deal on Infinity Gauntlet number 1.
$10. It's yours.
Deal.
What? I got it.
Deal. There you go. Yeah. You just heard us do a deal over the...
Making internet. Us some money. I don't mind. He sold me a sword for 20. I'm good with that. You know?
Your daughter kill anybody with it yet?
Not yet. She still has got it under her bed. She pulls it out every once in a while and plays with it. So, gives her something to do.
I was going to say something about the handle, but I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, she goes with me to all the comic shows. This Wednesday, the first episode of the Kurt and Christie Comic Talk went live. We're going to be doing those. I'm going to record a few more with her. We're going to do those on Wednesdays as special editions.
Kurt and Christie or Kurt and Quisty? It's Quisty,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. But what we do, I mean, one thing that's really good, too, for our searching on iTunes, because when you put in the description, I always put down what comics we're reviewing, stuff like that, try to, you know, put some keywords in there. So that way when people search, you know, if they search for Spider-Man, that podcast will come up. Hopefully they'll listen to it and hop on, you know, come listen to some of these other ones that we're doing.
Cool. And if you're wondering what this has to do with forming a ghost group, absolutely nothing. We went off topic.
Yep,
it's our
and like
show.
I said,
we get to do that.
Until we get back from eating and get our stomachs full, we're not going to talk about ghost hunting. We're killing time right now. This is just, you know, content generating.
This is the filler part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And don't fast forward or try and skip it because you never know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way to talk about our friends and stuff like that and get some people out there that, you know, does stuff.
And rip on people.
Oh, yeah.
Because we like to do that, too. Because we're mean assholes.
Yep.
People think it's sarcasm when we're joking, but we're not.
No.
When I call you a fucktard, I really mean it. You're a fucktard. You're a fucking idiot. You're a moron. A boob.
Oh, yeah.
A tuck at milk, Twinka.
I'm telling you, we're doing TargCon this year. They got
TargCon.
This. Yes, they got this thing. It's for like Down syndrome or something. It's down in Indy. And the kid, Chris Burke, the kid Corky from Life Goes On, he's there like every year with his band singing. And I've got a couple of his CDs. So like we're going down there this year. I want to meet the guy. We got to get our picture taken. That's going to be our cover thing for our Facebook page. Me and you in between Corky.
Wow.
Oh, it'll be great. We'll take the kid. She'll fit right in. You know?
The kids with Down syndrome talk better.
Oh, it's fun to pick on her.
And if you're listening, Christy, I hate you too, because I know that's exactly what you're going to say. I hate you. I hate you.
Oh, she listened to the first hour of the one that we did when we went to the Godzilla one. She was laughing her ass off on some of that stuff we were saying. And it just gets better, too. Our first hour is kind of slow. I got us up to where we stopped to eat, and that's our first episode. And then we got 2 more hours. I'll break those down tonight or whatever and get them listed, and they'll go the next 2 weeks on it.
And by the time you guys are listening to this, that will have already aired, so yes. You'll know what we're talking about.
So you can look them up. Like I said, the first hour, hour and a half of the podcast are kind of slow, and then when we get out of the movie, it gets good. We're tired. We're laughing about everything. And we just let stuff go.
Yeah, we crossed the line a few times on the way home, but screw it. We're going to leave it in.
We got a vacation coming up from work. We're going to be shut down June 28th all through 4th of July week. Yeah.
July 7th, I believe, is when we return back to work.
7th or 8th, something like that, yeah. Whatever that Monday is.
July 4th is Friday this year. Thursday, Friday.
So yeah, it'll be the 7th then.
Yeah, July 7th.
And we're going on vacation. We're going to go down to Tennessee, Kentucky area. My dad wants to go to... Chrissy wanted to go see Elvis's house, Graceland. So we're going to go down there. We're going to go through Nashville and see the shop with American Pickers that they got there.
I just got an invite for one of the guys. He's one of the big Elvis impersonators. He's supposed to be here in July or August. Hmm? I don't remember. I deleted it. It was on Facebook. I'm not going to go see that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not that big a fan of Elvis. I mean, I like some of his stuff, but not that much.
So we're planning on going down there, and I'm going to podcast the whole way down while we're there and stuff, get my dad and the kid on there, so we'll probably have 2 or 3 weeks worth of our vacation trip. You need to pick up a recorder and do it while you go. You're going down to Kentucky, too.
And I'm going to Kentucky also to see with my wife, to see my mother-in-law for a few days. And they happen to live right next door to a very old cemetery up in the mountains. So I'll be playing around in there for a while.
So I want to find out where the Bell Witch is. So I know that's down in Kentucky. I want to see how far that is, if that's real far out of our way. Might be Tennessee.
I think Bell Witch is right there in Tennessee, shortly over the line, I believe.
Yeah.
Right up in that Kentucky-Tennessee.
So area. I'm going to look into that, and if we're in that area, maybe we'll spend the day there and there's some Bell Witch stuff.
I think there's a few places down there, right around there. It just depends on what part of Tennessee you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to Memphis. I'm not sure what's over there.
We're going to Memphis and Nashville. I know we're going through both of those. So.
Well, Nashville will have some. I know when you get down around Nashville, there's a lot of
ghost tours and stuff going
there's
on.
There's ghost tours, and then there's actual battlefield parks where battles took place and whatnot. That might be pretty interesting to do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of death to investigate with the ghost stuff.
I think what I'm going to do, too, is while we're like doing the tours, I know we're going to do a tour of Graceland, and they're normally guided tours. I think I'm going to take the recorder and record the tour, and then we'll pop the tour up as like a special edition on a Wednesday. Because, I mean, it's not going to be very interesting. It'll be a lot of, you know, hey, look at this painting, look at this ring. Don't play very well for a podcast, but I'm sure they'll give a lot of history on Elvis and stuff that people might not know.
So that'd be something to... We can always give a... give our commentary on it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the straight one, and then the one we'll do like a Mystery Science 3000 mm-hmm. version of it.
And I figure once we get back, we'll sit down.
I thought I turned that down. I guess I didn't.
And then once we get back, we'll do a talk where it's just me and Jeff. We'll talk about our vacation and do all that stuff. Do a recap of everything.
It'll be entertaining.
Oh, like they all are.
Yeah, if you've listened to us thus far, then you find us entertaining to begin with, so you know you're in store for something. Especially since we'll both be down in Kentucky in different parts.
Mm-hmm. See, I like to think, too, just like, you know, Stan Lee's Marvel method, you know, everybody's podcast is their first one, so this could be the first one they're listening to.
True.
You know.
True, but, you know. Since we have a backlog library, why the fuck would you start now?
Yeah.
So
go back and listen to all the others. I bet you we got 25 by the time you hear this one,
so,
if not more.
If you're a fucktard and skipped ahead, shut this off and go back.
Yeah. You can skip the first two. They're kind of bad. Three is okay. The Gen Trilogy, when we get into it, that's when it really takes off.
Start Psycho Gen and then a little bit of my history.
Yeah. And the Brenda one wasn't too bad.
Brenda's wasn't too bad. The first two are...
comics and
our first two did comics, and we didn't know what the hell we were doing. It's humorous, but it's a little on the dry side.
Yeah, it's one of them things where, you know, he tells me at work Thursday, hey, let's do a podcast. Okay, we go Friday and record, you know. No preparation, no getting around it.
Well, I think we gave it a week before we tried it.
Yeah, something like that.
But I brought it up like twice. Mm-hmm. So
we'll go ahead and pause here then, because we're gonna go eat. I'm starving. When we get back, we will pick up with the ghost group and talk about how we form a group and what you should do, what to look out for, give you some pointers, some advice.
So we shall return here shortly after our fat asses have eaten.
See you in a little bit. Okay, everybody, we're back. We just got our food. Not bad. We hit McDonald's. I've been wanting it for a while. I got me two double cheeseburgers, a Big Mac, a large fry, and a chocolate milkshake.
I really don't think they give a shit, man.
Oh, yeah. I didn't eat too much. I'm going to have to eat again later on tonight, so.
I had a Big Mac and with my buddy Mike, who's African-American, calls nigger biscuits, McNuggets. So, the black man said it first. I just repeat it.
Yep. He talked to his daughter, so they may actually be coming over here joining us in some podcast. That'll be kind of cool. Well, if you want to, I guess we can get into our...
They got attitudes coming. Just like mine. Actually, one of them is real nice. That's Sabrina. Crystal's exactly like me, so that should be fun.
Mm-hmm. So...
And I'm drinking my pop.
Oh, yeah. I'm smoking a cigarette.
Man, I burp like every episode, don't I?
Yeah,
that's my trademark. My trademark.
So, how would you go about starting a ghost group?
You know what? I've already joined them when they were started. first thing you want to do is maybe set up a couple meetings, kind of advertise it somehow or another. I mean, it's pretty easy to do now with the internet. Mm-hmm. You know, you got groups like called Meetup, and it's a nationwide group, and you can get in there and you put down what your interests are, and it matches you up with people who are meeting in your particular area on those particular subjects. Or if no one has a group, you can set one up, or you can just list it, what your interests are, and then when someone posts something like that, then it will notify you. That's actually how I got involved in this group. Someone else was trying to start another group up through Meetup, and we met up, and then that's when I met Psycho Jen, and then you were there also, and then I ended up in your group, and that group ended up kind of going defunct, because I don't even fucking remember what the hell happened. I mean, she was out.
I think the only one, you and her, was the only one that showed up for the meeting, if I remember right.
Yeah, for that one, because the person who was trying to do it, they were like out of La Porte or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then they redid another one. We did a couple things with them.
With them, and then she was with work at Notre Dame or something, and didn't want them to know she was running a ghost group. And
yeah, it was something like that. Yeah. Ended up shutting it down through Meetup. The group I had before that, I actually ran into. This was back when Yahoo Chat was still around, mm-hmm. and you could form your own chat room. And I saw that they had set up a chat room for talking about paranormal, and I went to click on it, and they had just ended, and everyone left. So I looked up the moderator and contacted him and got involved and got in that ghost group also that way. So, but, you know, first step you want to do is just get the word out. Our group, we used to meet every month in the library. So we would, you put an ad in the paper, didn't you?
Yep. Yeah. A lot of your local newspapers, if you do like a nonprofit group or just doing a meetup or something, they have a special thing usually on Fridays that they, you got to get that last little drop, huh?
Yes, I do.
you got to, they'll put it in the newspaper for you and they'll...
I'm going to do that again if I thrive. I put my lid up on a little table thing we got up here, and the wind blew it off and landed right in the sack of trash. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, back on topic.
Back on topic. Yeah, like I said, contact the newspapers and see if they can do some free advertisement for you, you know, set up the date of the meeting. Sometimes you may want to, if they got a new horror movie or ghost-related movie, let them know. Try to schedule your meetings around that. Make the topic of the meeting, you know, something about the, you know, that movie or whatever. We did a big thing when White Noise came out. And we got in contact with Borders, which is a local bookstore that's went out of business now. And actually did a talk in Borders.
Actually, Borders was a national chain.
Yeah. Well, they went out of business now. But,
well, yeah. Yeah, they went under.
But we contacted our local one, and we set it up through them, and was in the store, and we got a lot of members off that. People showing up for that one to hear, you know, our thoughts of the movie and stuff like that. The Conjuring is a new one that came out. You know, we didn't set anything up. We should have for that one.
That was a good movie, too, by the way. That's
real
definitely
good.
Worth way better than White Noise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just, be creative.
Yep.
Get the word out, be creative.
Start
usually,
with your friends, you know.
A lot of times it starts out with your friends. A lot of times people don't talk about the paranormal or anything like that. And then once they find out you got an interest in it or you've done it, then they open up. And, mm-hmm. You know, you wouldn't be surprised at how many people have stories they want to share. They don't know who to share it with. I mean, what was the poll? 70% of Americans believe in the paranormal and ghosts, but they don't openly talk about it because, you know, you got that other 30% of a bunch of cocky assholes. Those aren't spirits. Those are the devil and demons. They're trying to trick you, and you're going to go to hell. Fuck you.
And, I mean, we hear it all the time, too. I mean, we'll be doing, you know, we did the tour we talked about before with Psycho Jen. I got up there and helped lead the tour and everything, was doing the talks and stuff, and just so many people stopping wanting to tell me their ghost stories. And it's like, you know, after a while, it kind of gets, you know, a little annoying because it's like you've heard all these stories before, and they want to talk. So you got to smile, and yeah, you know, that happens. You know, got to be polite to them, you know. And then, again, occasionally you get the wackos out there saying stuff that you know is completely, you know, they're making the shit up.
Animal penises floating in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch aunt, lady. That's a story we'll be telling
here. We
told
that
one. Did we tell
it? Yeah, we told it at Brenda's house. We were talking about it.
Good Lord, I'm old. I turned a year older yesterday.
Yeah.
I feel it.
He ain't dead yet, I guess.
How do you know? I just hide it well.
But, yeah, you want to start, like I said, get your friends. That's the easiest way to do it. Set up a couple of meetings somewhere. Invite the public out. The main thing is be consistent. You know, that was one thing, even with the podcast, you know, I told Jeff before we even started recording, I want to have a bunch in the back. That way, you know, if we miss a week or whatever, we don't miss the podcast. We got enough every week, there's going to be a podcast.
Which ended up happening, actually. We ended up working a whole bunch of Fridays, him more than me, because that's usually, you know, on Fridays we only work till 10 a.m. and then we usually shoot the podcast up to the afternoon when my wife gets home. So, you know, if one of us has to work, that just kind of shoots it to hell.
Yeah, and we went like almost a month without anything. A little over a month.
We went a month and a half one time, and then we've just finished up probably another month before we did the Godzilla podcast yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do podcasts, we do it marathon style, and we'll do
three or four at a time.
Three, four, even five episodes in one day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at an hour apiece, right there's anywhere from 3 to 5 episodes, which gives us 3 to 5 weeks buffer in case other stuff happens, you know.
Like I said, this is Memorial Day weekend, and this probably won't go up for another 3-4 weeks. So you
this will probably take us up just past our shutdown.
Yep.
Because we have several already banked up also before this one even goes.
Mm-hmm.
The Godzilla one that we just did, that's going to break into 3 episodes right there, 3 weeks.
Yep.
Before that we even get to this one that you're listening to right now.
So, I mean, that's what we do with the ghost group, you know. Like I said, I was a member of another group before we formed this one here. And they met once a month, the third Saturday of every month. So whenever I formed this group, I just adopted that policy. You know, we're going to meet the third Saturday of every month and just go from there. And that's worked out pretty well for us. I mean, every once in a while we have to change if there's a holiday or if there's, you know, something comes up where we can't make it. We'll push it ahead or move it back. But at least once a month we always meet. Even if it's just to go out, you know, go to a movie or go hang out at somebody's house and talk for a while. You know, you always want to do something. Up here at the winter time.
I got fucking married and they still took off and went to Chicago that day, assholes.
We wasn't invited. We told you not to do it. I told you.
We told you months before we were going to do it.
I told
you. Fuck it, I'm going to Chicago.
Hell yeah. It was planned. And I told you, I was like, I'll come by. You could have got married in the morning, said I do. I could have went to Chicago, had a nice little honeymoon.
Fuck.
You know?
Hang with you on my honeymoon, no. No.
I wouldn't have did it.
Nobody gets more married in the morning.
How many times you been married now? You ain't learned your lesson yet.
This is number 3.
See?
And this one's still going better than the last 2 did by this time.
True.
So, there you go. Fuck you.
You can tell we have a lot of love here. But, yeah, I mean, just...
Fuck you.
You gotta be constant.
Fuck you.
You let me speak or you just
fuck you. See, that's what we mean about consistent. Every time he speaks, he's getting a fuck you. Fuck you.
Yep.
Consistency is a definite that you want to do.
Yeah.
It's just much easier that way. That way, you know, we get stopped all the time. We have t-shirts for the paranormal group that we wear all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we always get people asking. And,
the car, I got magnets all over it. It's all decked out with our names and everything on it, stickers. All the time at red lights, people, you know, that's a real group. Are you a member? We say, yeah, you know, look us up on the web, hand them a business card.
We meet third Saturday every month. Our webpage is more of it's a forum rather than a webpage.
Well, we've got a webpage, but we just never updated or anything. It's been made and it just sits. So everything goes to that, and then you can click off and go into it. You know, I don't know if I've still got that webpage listed on there or not. I think it may just go to the forums now.
It just goes to the forums now.
Because, yeah. I mean, most of our stuff that we do, any information we get, we post there on the forums. So it's just a whole lot easier to use that than trying. I don't know how to build a webpage. So, I mean, if somebody's good at doing that and can do it, that's a good way to get your word out there and get your name out there. Looks a little more professional.
Anything that you can access from a webpage, you can do on a forum. The forum's free, and it's a lot easier to...
Mm-hmm. To do it. I mean, to navigate.
We don't charge anybody anything for this. The fundraiser we did have once a year, the government of Mishawaka wasn't getting their piece of the pie, so they got pissed off and put a stop to it.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to get into all that.
We would make a good chunk of change once a year. At Halloween, we would give cemetery tours 4 nights?
Yeah.
2 weekends?
Yep, 2 weekends.
And we could easily clear $600-$700 easily for that. And
that's each night.
Right. And then the South Bend Tribune did a story on us on it. And
big half page story, real nice, front page, everything.
The new mayor of South Bend didn't like that we were making money and they weren't getting any. Mm-hmm. So he just put an end to it all together and wouldn't allow us in there. The cops would come by, they knew we were in there, they didn't mind because they knew what we were doing. And they knew as long as we were in there, the cemetery wasn't going to get vandalized. This all came down to the new mayor not being able to get any money that we were making off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you do run into some of that stuff.
It's all a game. And the bad thing was that we got away with it the first weekend, and they did a big story, and we're coming back. It was our last night to do it. And it was, you know, a twilight tour of the cemetery.
It was a day after the story actually aired, and we had a record turnout showing up to do it, and we had to turn them all away.
Turn everything away. They called us the day that we were supposed to be there, like an hour beforehand, saying we can't do it.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, we had 300-400 people show up for it, and they were just, no, you can't have anybody out here. And they had the cops there at the gates turning them away.
Right.
Yep. The other thing, too...
Is he still in office?
No. Got a new one now.
Okay, we got a new one. So, we could go back to doing that.
I guess the problem is that when we're doing it, we kind of had permission from the trustee of the cemetery. I called him and talked to him on the phone about doing ghost hunts there and ghost hunting the cemetery. And he works at a local bank around here. And he said, you know, that's fine. I don't care what you do. You know, do whatever you want out there. Well, then he found out we were doing twilight ones where it was right before dark. And they were saying, well, if somebody has an accident or something goes wrong, who's going to cover the insurance and all this? So he got kind of mad about it. You know, he found out we were making money. They wanted a cut and all that. And that's what really got us shut down. He complained to the mayor. The mayor come to us and shut us all down. So if we want to do it now, we got to write out a plan of what we want. We got to have insurance on it. Got to have parking. And then we got to go to one of the town meetings or whatever and present it to them and get the town council or whoever to vote on it. And it's like, you know, all the old people's not going to vote to let us go run in a cemetery.
At night, but we could always change the plan and do it late afternoon, something like that.
Right.
I bet we could still get the turnout.
We got a guy, he's actually doing it this weekend, I believe. At the same cemetery that we used to, he does a daytime tour, but he's through the Historic Society over in South Bend. So.
Well, and we could always...
you know, my suggestion, at least for that...
Team up with them and each get a percentage of whatever, you know. A certain percent goes to the Historical Society, and a certain percentage goes to us.
Because
mm-hmm. We know we can draw the crowd and make the money. We've done it before.
Yeah. So. I mean, one of the things we could do, too, because they said that since we're collecting money, we got to have some kind of permit. And like I said, you got to buy that or whatever. I don't know how much that would be and all that stuff.
Well, again, if you team up with the Historical Society, mm-hmm. the Historical Society is going to have all that.
Also, what I'm
they're
going
to have easier access to it than we will. Mm-hmm. So if you do a team up with them, I think that would solve a lot of the problems.
I mean, we could look into it. Like, I just don't know if they would want to do that because, like I said, I know they do their own tours. So they could be under the mindset of, well, I can do it myself and keep all the money or split it with you. How much extra are we going to get?
Well, but how much are they charging?
$2 is what they charge. We charge $5.
We charge $5.
But I think what we can do is we can get around having to have the permits and all that stuff by just saying we're doing a daytime cemetery tour. It's free. We're accepting donations. And then put down a suggested $5 a person donation. And we could probably get around it like that. Again, this is business stuff. This stuff, you know, for our group. But again, this is stuff other groups can take and use.
And this
they're
is,
trying
this,
to do tours, too.
This is exactly how we do it. We just sit here and we start brainstorming shit. And then you make phone calls.
And see, we got it very easy up here because the cemetery we do is a historic one over here in Mishawaka. And the Historic Society has already went out there and posted little plaques around at a bunch of the graves out there telling the history of the place. We actually have a guy that's buried sitting up out there. He had it was like tuberculosis or something when he was later on in life. And he couldn't lay down. He had to sit up, so he had a special coffin built.
Yep.
And he would sit in it before he died. It wouldn't even fit in the hearse. They had to do a horse-drawn carriage to get him to the cemetery. And he was buried with a rifle, a card table, cards, a shotgun, pictures on the wall, horse's saddle, all this stuff. We got somebody that came over on the Mayflower there. We got the first blacksmith of South Bend. A bunch of famous people from our area is there. So it was very easy for us to do the tour. And what we'd do is we'd have at each stop.
Grace Lawn Cemetery here in Elkhart, mm-hmm. same way. A lot of the prominent people that founded the town are buried in there. They've got plaques set up. And
yeah, we actually did that one time. The same guy that does this, the ones over in Mishawaka, he was doing it over there. And I think we kind of pissed him off a little bit. He did the whole tour, and it was like a 4th of July Memorial Day type thing where he was, you know, all the veterans and also all the history and stuff. No, it's actually around Halloween time. And he got done with the tour. It was in October. He gets done with the tour, and he's like, okay, well, you know, thanks. See you guys later. I was like, well, there's the ghost story is about this tomb right over here. I was like, you guys want to go check it out? The statue is supposed to cry blood. I told him the story, you know, and all this stuff. Like, his entire group left him and went with me over here to follow me around while I was telling the story of the other grave and, you know, did everything over there. He had one or two more stops on his tour, and they all went back to him.
And that's the advantage that we can have and give to him working together is there's stuff that we will know about that cemetery that they don't. Because a lot of times they look it up strictly from a historical point of view. We look it up from a paranormal point of view, which historical falls into that. A lot of times we need to know the history of what's going on, but then we also know the stories associated with that.
And see, when we did our tour, what we would do is we had 7 or 8 different stops on the tour. Each stop on the tour, I would get up and I'd show a piece of our ghost hunting equipment, explain how we use it, talk a little bit about, you know, what we found, some of our evidence, stuff like that. Then we would have somebody dressed up in like period outfits, and they would come out and tell the story of the person that was buried there. And like I said, I mean, we were bringing in 50, 60 people every tour. You know, and that last one, they turned over 300 people away once we got it in the newspaper.
And I walked around dressed as a Grim Reaper, keeping everyone with the group. Mm-hmm. That was kind of fun. I actually had a real scythe and everything. I still have it. It's behind the TV here inside.
So, I mean, that's just easy stuff you can do. I mean, that's a good way to make money for your group, fundraisers. Now, I've also been in other groups, too. The original group that I joined, they charged a yearly membership due. Our group charged a yearly membership due right when we first started. It's a good way to make a little bit of money. You can buy equipment, stuff like that. But we quickly learned that it's a lot easier just for each person to buy whatever equipment they want to use instead of buying it for the group and then trying to keep track of it. You know, who had it when, if they're doing a private investigation, they want to use it. Just got it real hard to keep track of stuff. So we did away with our yearly membership due, and if we wanted anything, then we'd just do the fundraiser to, you know, buy our shirts and buy our, you know, any little equipment, our camcorder, stuff like that we bought for the group. Like I said, the group that I was originally with, they still do, you know, membership dues. They're statewide, so they got hundreds of people in their group, chapters all over, but they're charging the money, and then they're not really buying any equipment.
Well, they're also nickel and diming. Aren't they charging?
Mm-hmm.
They're charging for
ghost
some
hunts.
Of the hunts. They're actually charging the members to be able to go on a ghost hunt.
Yeah, they're charging them $5 to go on this certain hunt, stuff like that. The owner of the group, the founder, he uses the money as like a tax write-off type thing. Anytime he's traveling, he never pays for gas. He always says it's ghost hunting. He gets hotel rooms. He travels all over using the money, saying it's, you know, for the group. You know, I've never been like, yeah, it's just for him.
fucking dick.
I've never been like that. I mean, any money we've ever gotten for the groups always went right back into the group. I mean, that's the easiest way to do it. We were trying to do a fundraiser this year. We wanted to do the paranormal meet and greet down at Hannah House on Indy, and that ended up getting canceled. But we were planning on any money we made at the meet and greet, then we were going to put that right back into the group, and we're going to look for like a overnight, maybe at Story Inn or one of these other haunted hotels, rent out the whole hotel, pay for it out of that money, so nobody has to come out of anybody's pocket when we go down. That's a big thing that we keep running into lately, is that when we try to schedule these big overnighters, nobody has money to do it, and we got to pay for this stuff up front, you know, usually 2, 3, 4 months in advance.
Right.
And nobody has the money to do it.
That or 2, 3, you know, that far in advance, we don't necessarily know if we can get that time off or not.
Right.
You know, some of us work factory jobs where they don't like to give you time off. Your time off is your shutdown, and that's when they like to pay you for your vacation pay also.
Yep.
But, and one of the things to keep in mind, too, is if you do go someplace for a ghost hunt like that, do not tell them you are a ghost hunting group. They will jack the price up on you as soon as they find that out. Yep. So you don't mention it and let them find out after the fact that you've gotten there. A lot of places, especially like if you go down like Tennessee, Gatlinburg, or any place like that, if you tell them you're a ghost group, and Psycho Jen was dumb about this because she would tell everyone we're a ghost group.
She did that for Gettysburg when we went over there.
And they jacked the price up when they found out you're a ghost group. You think you get a discount, but you don't. They will, just like the hotels around here, we're only not even 20 miles from Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And when a Notre Dame home game happens around here, a hotel will run you $200 a night. Well, when there isn't a game, it's only $50.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the same kind of shit happens when you tell anyone you're a ghost group, and it doesn't matter where you're going or what city. We just used Gatlinburg and whatnot for an example, but you know, Chicago, New Orleans, any of those places, you tell them you're a ghost group, and they're going to charge you a premium price for it because they know you got people that are there for a specific reason, and they automatically assume you have money, and you don't, you know, unless you're funding a TV show like Ghost Lab or Ghost Hunters or something like that. There's not that kind of budget.
Right.
But the media. Local media is a good source to get your word out. We've been on the local TV channel, Fox 28, 4 times?
Yep.
4 times on the morning show. Right around Halloween time, you know, all of them want ghost stories and all that stuff because of Halloween. And most of the time they'll contact us, asking us for stories and whatnot. The local newspaper is usually always looking for a filler feature story or something like that, and every now and then, you know, they'll do something like that just to get some story out there to add bulk to the paper and not necessarily wait till around Halloween time. But, you know, almost every town has a morning news show now. Hell, we got 3 of them here. Mm-hmm. On every one of our major channels, and every one of them's done a ghost story with, a ghost interview with a different ghost group around here.
And that's one of the things about being consistent. I mean, if you're every month putting an ad in the newspaper, letting them know, hey, you know, we got a meeting this month, it's going to be, most libraries don't charge you. As long as you got a card, they'll give you a room for free. The only problem with that is that most libraries on Saturdays close around 5, 6 o'clock. So you're going to have to, what we do is we would have the meeting from like 4 to 6, then we'd go out for dinner, kill another hour, hour and a half. It's starting to get dark there. Summertime it's kind of hard because it don't get dark till 9, 10 o'clock at night.
But summertime, the library is open later. Yeah, you'd think it would do that during the school year, but right. No, they do it during the summer.
Mm-hmm. So you want to try that. Wintertime it's not bad at all because by 6, 7 o'clock it's dark out already, so we have no problem then.
So by dinner time, by 3:30, it's dark around here.
Yeah. So,
hey, like, woodpecker.
Yep. So as long as you're getting the thing in the newspaper, your ad in there, the newspaper is gonna come out and look at it.
A loud woodpecker.
I'm telling you, you can probably actually hear that on here. But yeah, the newspaper will contact you if they want to do a article about you, or the TV stations. Good way to get your name out there, and you know people do notice that. One of the big things I do is like Black Friday. I always camp out at like Best Buy or Target, wherever's got a good deal. I'll wear my ghost hunting shirt, make sure the van's parked up front. And if you're the first person in line, you're always going to get interviewed. All the TV stations, all the newspapers, they all come out and do a story. They want to know what you're there to buy. Hey, I'm here to buy, you know, equipment for my ghost hunting group. Tell them the name of the group, the web address. You know, we're looking for, you know, digital recorders, camcording equipment, digital cameras. You know, they'll write it up in their article. They'll put you on TV. It's a good way to get your name out there for free. And so many people watch that. They'll see it, check you out. Always, you know, if you're telling your name of your group, make sure you give your web address. That way they can get a hold of you through your group.
Yeah, you don't want to really give your personal number out until, unless they're, after you've established your group and you get to know the people a little bit, because otherwise you're going to keep people bugging you.
Yeah, I mean, you always do that. I mean, I've got my name and numbers all over the internet.
Well, he's a whore, though.
Yeah, I don't mind. It makes finding the whores a lot easier. They contact me, I don't have to go looking.
No, the psychos contact you.
Yeah. And you get that. I mean, when your name gets out there, I don't answer my phone if I don't know the number. Sorry, there's a lot of noise. There's a big old truck going down the road.
Oh, that's a garbage
trashed
truck.
Up. Yep. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of times I'll get messages on there. They'll leave a message. And a lot of times it's kids. It's, you know, teenagers, you know, especially around Halloween time. They're wanting to, you know, they want the thrill of the hunt. You'll get a lot of stuff at Halloween time, people wanting you to come out and put on a show for them, you know. We ask a lot of times, we'll tell them, you know, please, you know, have no kids in the house. We'll say, you know, maybe at most three or four people in the house other than the ghost group. Just because you get more in there than they're in your way, you got to discount stuff. We tell them, you know, pets, if you got pets, to please put them outside. You know, chain them, you know, put them out to the fence or something. That way they're not making noise. We did one that was big.
More annoying than an EVP with a dog barking in the background.
Yeah. Well, we had one, we were doing EVPs, and he had his dog with him in the room, and it was panning the whole time. So it's like, you know, anything we got on there, it was like this dog panning in the background. Just really hard to hear the stuff.
Or a little kid screaming.
Yeah.
Shit, I forgot what I was going to say now. But, and you will get a lot of really weird people calling you.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't believe the amount of people who think they're possessed.
Yes.
And they're
That's
not
normally dead. The first thing they go to is, you know, there's an evil spirit, there's a demon in my house, something like that. And it's like, you know.
And in actuality, you know, we believe in possessions. They do happen, but they're rare.
Yeah,
they're very rare. You're lucky to see one in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Unless you're actually a demonologist or actually doing it, something like that, similar to what the Warrens do.
And you're actually seeking it out. You know, I mean, the big thing here, like I said, is just you got to, once you've been in it a while, you learn from your experiences. And like I said, I've been in this for 20 years now doing this. If somebody calls me up on the phone saying all this stuff is happening, if it's too good to be true, it probably is, you know.
And I've been doing it for a little over 10, so, you know, and I agree. And the other thing to keep in mind is when you're out ghost hunting, it is nothing like Ghost Hunters or any of the TV shows you watch. These guys go to these areas and what we like to call tourist traps, you know, the ones that have ghost stories and everyone goes there. But these guys have a budget and they go there and they can spend a week there. Most of the time, most people's groups can only go out and maybe spend a couple hours, 3 hours. Maybe if they're lucky, they can get on overnight out there, and ghosts do what they do when they want to do it. There's no particular time schedule, you know, that between 8 p.m. and 4 a.m. is usually when you're going to encounter activity anywhere, but that's not a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get something every time you go out. You know, we've gone close to a freaking year without getting anything anywhere except maybe some orbs. And once you've done this, hell, after a year, an orb means nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, an orb, that's all I got.
Yeah, unless it's moving or something really cool. Yeah, it's an orb.
An orb can be easily mistaken. You know, you get out in the cemetery, especially during the summer, spring time, and you get mold spores.
Bugs, dust, rain, anything can do it.
You know, anything that can cause your allergy is up in the air, and if you take the picture just right, it's going to reflect back on your picture because of the flash, and it's going to look like an orb. You know, you see people all the time posting, this is an orb storm. One, there is no such thing as a fucking orb storm.
Nope.
If you're lucky, you may get 3 or 4 in a picture, and that's rare. Usually it's 1, maybe 2. And if you're lucky, you can get a face in it. Again, those don't come very often either. But there's no such thing as an orb storm. We see them all the time. People send us pictures. They catch a bug, a moth, or a grasshopper or something, and swear they caught something. I've been to a psychic fair where they had some ghost hunters there, and the women swore up and down it was a barn fairy. I shit you not, a barn fairy. And I could look right at it and see it was a moth. You could see the ass hanging off of the moth. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a miniature version of Mothra. Yep. And, no, that's a barn fairy. No, that's a moth. No, that's a barn fairy. And at that point, it's like, okay, you're an idiot. I'm done with this conversation. But, you know, and they're in a barn, and they'll take a picture, and you can hardly see anything in there because of all the dust that's been stirred out. I mean, you can see the piles of straw in there. Mm-hmm. And you can see where they stirred up the dust, and they swear up and down it's an orb storm. And there's so much activity, it's an orb storm. Well, one, if there's that much power and activity that can manifest that many orbs, something's going to manifest bigger than an orb. Mm-hmm. It's going to either appear as a mist, or maybe a partial apparition, or hell, even a full one.
Well, one thing you got to think, too, is, I mean, but, we got to go in as skeptics. You got to go in there. You can't just take stuff for granted. If you could easily recreate a picture, you've got to discount it. You know, if I can walk in there, you know, and kick up the dust and get the exact same effect that you just caught, I can't, you know, that's got to be fake.
Keep an open mind, but not so open that your brain falls out.
Mm-hmm. Never fake evidence. That's the big thing. I mean, I've run into that several times. People will try to fake stuff. They'll try to, you know, double exposure, stuff like that. To a trained eye, it's very easy to see. And we can pick it right out, no problems. But, you know, people will do it. They think you're stupid. They're like, oh, look what I got.
It's even
like,
even an orb. You know, look at this orb. No, that's a reflection.
Yeah.
No, that's
vortexes is a big one. It's your camera strap. Take your camera strap off your camera. You know, they swear up and down it's a vortex.
And now, like, I have gotten both. I have gotten an actual vortex, and I have also gotten my string. But most of the time, if you have a camera, one way to avoid this, Put the strap around your wrist.
Yep.
If it's around your wrist, it's not going to fall in front of the lens, and then you can, you don't necessarily have to discount something that shows up like that. What is really hard now is with the invention of Photoshop and digital cameras actually pick up, there's some newer phenomena that they're picking up on digital cameras that you couldn't get on film before. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a orange looking trail that shows up, and it may zigzag across your picture, or it may look like a check mark, but it's actually got breaks in the check. And I've had this happen with several different cameras, and it's something newer that's shown up with digital cameras that didn't show up with film cameras before. And it is documented as a new type of phenomenon that's been showing up on that. But with the advent of Photoshop, it's so easy to fake that stuff. And now you got people making apps that will insert a ghost in any picture you take. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you thought you had a lot of skepticism before. It's really out there now. Anytime you have anything that looks remotely close to having proof of anything, it's automatically discounted as Photoshop, whether it has been or not. And that's something to keep in mind, is the skepticism is higher than ever for anyone doing anything with the paranormal, whether it's ghost hunting or anything like that, partly because of all the TV shows that are on there and just everything out there that can be faked.
And just know, too, that, I mean, if you're ever caught faking anything, people know that it follows you.
And your
career shot. You're never going to get a picture again. And everything you do is going to be called into question.
And it doesn't matter how much proof you have. Mm-hmm. You've killed your trust.
Yep.
With the public.
And you also got to be careful with a lot of the apps, too, you get on your phone. A lot of people get, like, the EMF meter that turns your phone into EMF. None of that stuff works.
The best thing to keep in mind, as far as apps go with your phone, is don't use them.
Yep. Well, there's a few. Like I said, my phone, the phone is a great thing for ghost hunting. I've got a flashlight on my phone, I've got a camera on the phone, and I got the video recorder, audio recorder. Those are the three things I use on my phone. Everything else, garbage.
Well, it depends on your phone, too. I mean,
I don't care. You can have the newest iPhone in the world. There's no other tech, no other apps out there that's going to help you out. The Ghost Box, I'll give that a little, that's halfway, but I'm still not 100% sold on Ghost Box.
I mean, it depends a lot on your phone, too. If you got a cheap-ass phone, your camera's not going to be nearly as good as, say, the new iPhone.
Right.
Same with the audio. I mean, I've got a Kyocera, that's the waterproof one. I forget what the fuck it's called now. It does not have the best camera. It does not have the best sound on it. I only paid $50 for it, but hey, it got me a smartphone. Right. So.
And you
got
to remember, too, I mean, you don't need a lot. I mean, a 10-megapixel camera is all you really need. You know, anything more than that is just gravy, you know. Digital recorder, you know, it's iffy. I mean, I'd rather use an actual digital recorder. But, you know, like I said, tight spot, phone, it works just fine, you know.
But
like I said, there's so many out there, you know, this Find a Ghost apps and the EMF meters and tri-field meters and all this stuff. Like, that stuff just don't work. Your phone's not built for that.
No.
You know.
No. And you'll find that as you do this, and most of us have done this, you just keep all your ghost equipment in a bag, and it usually sits in your trunk, because you never know when you're going to come across something. So, you know, you keep your basic... similar to a car kit, emergency car kit. You got your flashlight in there. You got extra batteries in there.
EMF meter.
You can your EMF meter. You can keep your camera and a digital recorder in there. Because you, like I said, you never know when you're gonna run across something, especially the camera. I mean, not only ghost hunting, but you never know if you're gonna run across some asshole who, you know, has his brains all over the road or something like that, and happen right in front of you. You can pull it out and get pictures.
Yeah, put that on YouTube. That's cool. Send them to me if you got them. ghost_tracker_d@yahoo.com. I love weird fucked up pictures like that. Hey, we both. Hey, you got like that disturbed video link you got me signed to on Facebook.
And you know what? About 4 days later, I got tired of all the shit they were posting on there, so I unliked them and took them back off.
Oh, I still got them. I like all that shit.
Well, they showed a couple fake videos on there.
Oh.
And professed them as true.
Did you ever see that one I sent to you? It was the kids over in like Europe somewhere. They beat the dude down with a hammer. They got
That was
the
Russian one. Yeah, I saw that one.
That was a true video. They actually accidentally uploaded it after they killed him, and that's what got him caught.
Yep, they beat the hell out of a homeless guy.
He was riding a moped. He knocked him off his moped.
All I saw was them beating the hell out of him. They were taking turns with a hammer, beating his head, and he was still alive and shit.
They're putting a screwdriver in his eye. You hear him wheezing.
It was actually pretty disturbing.
Yeah, that was the worst one I think I've ever seen.
And that was
it's hard to find.
That was in Russia.
Yeah, real hard to find.
Actually, I think the link you sent me was mirrored twice.
Yeah, just to get to it.
And went to a European website because it was in a language I couldn't read. I couldn't tell you what the
Ukraine
hell it was.
Ukraine or something, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But
there's videos out there like that.
Disturbing. Very, very disturbing video.
Okay, everybody, we're just going to go ahead and put a pin in it right there. Check us back out again next week. This has been the Kurt and Jeff Show. I'm Kurt. Have fun. See you next week. Climbing on a mountain.